Radio Eagle, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.
Hello and welcome to our radio show Voices from Thailand, meeting our international guests of the Come to Graz International Week. Herzlich willkommen! Mein Name ist Marlene Schirmbacher und ich begleite heute gemeinsam mit Melitta durch diese Sendung. Und wir haben drei Gäste aus Thailand bei uns. Sie werden sich kurz vorstellen und ich werde jetzt kurz die International Week der PH Steiermark vorstellen. Die International Week findet bereits zum 23. Mal statt. Hochschulprofessoren und administratives Personal unserer Partneruniversitäten kommt zu uns auf Besuch und arbeitet in Workshops und präsentieren ihre eigenen Universitäten und machen uns Lust aufs Ausland. So, welcome you three. It's great to have you here. Next to me is Melitta. Hi, Melitta.
Hi.
I think you've got some questions for our guests.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
I think before we start, they should introduce themselves, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Okay. Could we please make like a short round where you introduce yourself, tell us your name, where you're from, what university, and probably your connection to Graz and what you're working on right now.
Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Joel from Bangkok, and I'm originally from the northern part of Thailand, the small province called Phrae. This is my first time in Graz, so the city was very impressive for my first sight in Graz. And I love the small town, and I have a good time walking around the town, and then okay, please welcome my next colleague.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Joel. Please let me introduce myself. My name is Nattapon Santhi. You can call me in short in Thai nickname. Nung is my nickname. I am assistant to the president from Chiang Rai Ratchaphat University, CRRU. Chiang Rai, not Chiang Mai. Okay, in the northernmost spot of Thailand, connecting Laos, Myanmar, and China. I am here the second time in Graz since 2022. I am super happy for my second return to join the International Week. And again, here with the radio show activity, it's very exciting for me. So let's keep finger crossed how far we can go with this activity. Now move on to my colleague from Korat.
Hi, everyone. My name is Piyachat Temhasadin Ayutthaya. So my given name is Piyachat, or you can call me B. It is my nickname. And I am a lecturer from Nakhon Ratchasima Ratchaphat University. It is in Nakhon Ratchasima province in the northeastern part of Thailand. So if you have a chance to go to Thailand, please do come and visit me in my university. And it is actually my third time here visiting Graz. And it's always a great pleasure to be here and also meet with colleagues that are familiar with me. And I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
I have a question for you. What are your expectations for the week?
All right. I'm trying to, let's start with, clockwise, you know.
Right.
But anyway, my colleague just jumped the microphone to me. Okay, what is your expectations, right? Very good questions, you know. Expectations with S, right? So there has to be more than one expectation. So my expectation is the first one is to reconnect. The first keyword for me is to reconnect because I'm the first from my university to connect with PHST and the International Week in Graz through this Erasmus Plus program. So I'm a kind of the symbolic icon for this connection and connectivity between Austria, especially Graz, and my province, Chiang Rai, Thailand. The second expectations for me is that to expand more international network with an assistant from Graz to other part of Europe. And my third expectation would be to learn something new because every trip has to be something new that we can take into account to become the grown up in this connection. So these are my practically three expectations for my second return to Graz, apart from enjoying again the Graz. Thank you.
I think that's pretty interesting. I have a second question for you. Why do you think events like this with international guests, students, and teachers are important?
For me, I think that it is a good opportunity for me to learn from others. Every time that I travel abroad or discuss with international colleagues, it's always an expansion of my horizon. And I learn from different perspectives, even from students, also from teachers. And also it's a chance for me to gain network, and perhaps it would be more collaboration in the future. So that's why it's important for me.
Okay. And what do you hope to learn or take back to Thailand from this experience?
The first one is Austrian food. Yeah, I love food. I love to enjoy the history and historical attractions as well, because it's totally different from Thailand. So we live in a different continent and geographical setting. So for me, it's a very good opportunity to come to class and then get something back home with enjoy the international week, enjoying the food, enjoying the Austrian culture and during my stay in Austria. Thank you.
What is something special about Thai culture that you would like Austrians to know?
Actually, everyone can help me answer this.
All right.
But the first thing that we would like to share with Austrian people about Thai culture is the Thai culture greeting. Okay. The greeting word is the most simplest version for culture exchange. Okay. For Thai people, we normally say Sawadee. Sawadee is hello, okay? But then there is the politeness marker following the word greeting. And this politeness marker has something to do with gender. For example, Sawadee krap for male greeting and Sawadee ka for female greeting. So something like this will make cultural exchange more interesting, that we have something in common. For example, hello. Right, the word hello, good morning, okay? And then Sawadee krap in Thai, and Sawadee ka for female. The other interesting thing about Thai culture, my friend would like to share.
Thank you. I think probably back to food again. Thailand is very famous for food. You may have known many names about the Thai food, like we get stir-fried noodle, we call pad Thai, and then we have got like a spicy soup with we call tom yum. If you put shrimp into that, we call tom yum gung. I think probably Westerners not like tom yum too much, but they like coconut soup. We call tom kha kai. It's less spicy than tom yum. So if we could have opportunities to cook for you, so I would recommend that Thai food at the Cultural Diplomat to Austria. Thank you.
I would like to share about Thai culture for Austrian people. Culture sometimes come with a trend, and the trends come with the time. For example, the current trend for Thai culture has something to do with mango with sticky rice. Okay? So mango with sticky rice has become what we call the soft power of Thailand, resulted from the famous singer, the young female singer called Lisa Blackpink. Okay, when she leads the trend for people to try to taste what is famous fruit for Thai is mango. And then when mango, we can eat mango whether it's fresh or ripe, the green mango or the yellow mango. The yellow mango is very sweet. And then when it mix with sticky rice and coconut milk, it become very tasty and very yummy. And it has now become the signature for Thai culture when you are talking about Thailand and Lisa Blackpink and also Blackpink, yes, the singer group, you know, the teenager singer group, all females, right? And then when you go to Thailand, you have to try to find, to taste this mango with sticky rice, the soft power of Thailand.
Just to add a little bit about Thai culture, when we greet, like Ajahn Neung mentioned, that we say Sawasdee krap or Sawasdee ka. And at the same time, we also do a gesture called Wai, just put two hands together in front of us. Okay? And that's the way that we do when we greet other people. Well, I hope that I have a chance to actually show you, then you can see it. But anyway, you can also search from the internet and see how we do Wai in Thai. So when we meet each other, you can do this gesture too.
To the final note, Lini, Thailand is a diversified country. So everywhere you go, you will find different type of cultures. For example, Joel, even though he comes from the northern part of Thailand now, he is Bangkokian. So he has the Bangkok culture. For me, I'm totally from the northern part of Thailand. I'm carries myself as the northerner, okay, the northern Thai culture. And for B, she comes from the northeastern part of Thailand. She also carries her northeastern Thai culture or the Korat culture. So everywhere you go in Thailand, you will find different types of culture, different type of languages, and different types of food and beliefs. So that makes Thailand very colorful place for your visit.
Such a rich culture, and all the stories you just told us, they're so inviting. And I think our students really want to come to Thailand and study at your university. Can you give us some more reasons why students from the University College of Teacher Education should come to study for one semester in Thailand? Why should they come to your university?
So my university is Nakhon Ratchasima Ratchaphat University. And again, just to mention that it's in the northeastern part of Thailand. The province name is Nakhon Ratchasima. And you might have heard my colleague mention the name Korat. Korat is actually, it's like a nickname of my province. The long name is Nakhon Ratchasima, and the nickname, just call it easily, is Korat. And like one of my colleagues mentioned, that we have different cultures in different parts of Thailand. So if you come to visit my university or in my province, you'll have a chance to learn so many different things in culture. And one other thing that I would like to talk about is that we were just registered as a global geopark. So it is one of the UNESCO project. So if you have a chance to come and visit us, we have a museum which houses three different museum, like dinosaurs and ancient elephant. And there are other things that you can, petrified wood also. So you can learn different things and also learn about culture, as well as enjoying the museum and what we have to offer. Okay. And also about food as well. Okay. Food in Korat is totally different from food in Bangkok and in the northern part of Thailand. So you will enjoy it.
I'm from Bangkok. So my university is Suwan Dusit University. If you love the vibe of the city or the craziest town in Thailand, you should choose Bangkok. You will enjoy food and international culture, and you will meet many, many people. And apart from that, if you love traveling, Bangkok is the central hub of Thailand. You can go to many parts of Thailand, and it's well connected to our ancient former capital city named Ayutthaya. You can go by train and or by bus. It is approximately 1 hour from Bangkok. Or if you wish to visit the beach in the eastern region or in the Hua Hin beach, which is not far from Bangkok, you can go by car or by train. And I think Bangkok is a very good choice for you if you love like internationalization, international elements in Bangkok. And then probably if you love nature, maybe you go to the north, and my colleague will offer you the next promotion.
So thank you very much. So today you have three reasons to go to Thailand, because you have three friends from different region. Bangkok is always the landing spot for international arrivals, because Bangkok is the capital city of Thailand. So you can enjoy everything Bangkok, from technology to shopping to local culture to many type variety of food and festivals. If you like to experience the culture of Northeastern people, you go to Nakhon Ratchasima, okay, to my friend's university at NSRU, right? NRIU, okay, NRIU. And if you would like to go to Bangkok, okay, Suan Dusit is the place. If you like to see the history, the nature, and something interesting about the Golden Triangle, you can come to visit my university in Chiang Rai, okay? Chiang Rai Ratchaphat University, because we are at the northernmost spot of Thailand Kingdom, connect Myanmar, connect Laos, and connect to southern part of China. So this is a very strategic point to learn about the cross-border geography and regional knowledge within this region we call GMS, Greater Mekong Sub-region. Okay, this is the area that you may want to explore and learn about the regional knowledge that is different from Austria. Second, if you like to enjoy something similar to Austria, that is, my hometown is a place for famous for coffee and tea. So we are, Chiang Rai is a hub of tea and coffee production. Many famous tea and coffee strain that is the main agricultural product in Chiang Rai province. And Chiang Rai is also the home of art and culture. You may have heard the White Temple, okay, the beautiful White Temple. Now, we do not just have only White Temple. We also have the Blue Temple, okay, the Black House, all right? And also many famous local art galleries where you can explore to learn about the hybrid between the contemporary arts work of the local people there. So, come and enjoy our place and contact me anytime that you like to visit us.
What, it sounds so nice. I think all our students want to go and study in Thailand now. Through the Erasmus Plus program, it's possible. You know that? I have one quick question for every one of you. What is the best course your university offers? What course should our students take when they study for one semester at your university?
For Suan Dusit University, we are very good at the culinary arts school. So if students want to study or have interest in home economics or food technology or something like that, probably they would join us at the Suan Dusit University. But if you wish to continue your education in primary or elementary education, our university is also famous too. Hope you choose us as well.
For CRIU, I think we are at the good place for internship program. So we have good connection with local school where you can choose to do your internship at the local schools and local industry. Second, we will be able to do the what we call customized program. So the customized program can be done through working together between two institutions to find, to develop the customized program that really match with the characteristics and interests of the students here who would like to explore what I myself call enjoy the similarities and appreciate the differences. So we will find the shades of these customized program and curriculum that we can work together to fit in the interests of your students from PHST.
In RRU on Nakhon Ratchasima Ratchaphat University, we offer different kinds of course that you might like to study. But one of the course that we offer for international students is the language and culture course, which you learn Thai language and also some of the dialect, the Korat dialect. And you can have a chance to visit different places in Korat. One of the parts of Korat that you should visit is the Lady Mo Monument, which is the monument of our heroine in the province. And in our province, we have a slogan. Actually, in Thailand, we do have slogan for each province. And for my province is a town or land of brave women and fine silk. And we have our own noodles, rice noodle, and Pima Historical Park. And there are many things that you can enjoy during the time that you visit us. And you can learn so many things about Korat. Like, for example, another one is playing Korat, which is the Korat folk music, which is different from other songs in Thailand. And people in Thailand, especially for the Lady Mo, who passed away, and then we had her monument in our city. We usually sing Korat song in order to pay respect to the Lady Mo monument. Okay, so if you have a chance, just go and visit us and learn the language and culture.
I would love to learn at your university. And I have one question. What message would you like to share with our students and listeners about the importance of international friendship and education? And can you tell us something in Thai language?
Very interesting question and request, okay? So for my personal philosophy in working in this internationalization business, so I have only one quote that I normally talk to my students when we are going to meet with international friends from other countries and from different cultures, different worldview. For example, yesterday and the day before, the first day arrival to class, we were brought to have dinner with Heiko and Benji. And we were talking about two vocabularies. That is, while we're having dinner together, the first vocabulary that we need to share background knowledge together, that is the gondola. Because on one of the portion of the program, we have to climb up the mountain by the gondola. So the first perception of gondola to me, I thought it was a boat, okay? But actually, it is not a boat. It is the cable car, okay? That is the gondola here in Austria, which is different gondola from my previous perception. Second is dumpling, okay? My perception from where I'm from, dumpling is noodle, okay? Some kind of bread, you know, wrap with meat inside. But it is very small, okay? Dumpling from my previous knowledge. But when I experience dumpling here in class, it's huge. It's a huge dumpling, okay? So this is very interesting things and very simple kind of thing that can be the beginning of our understanding why internationalization is important, because we carry our knowledge from where we're from, and then we have to share this knowledge to the new culture, and then we have to find way to make this the same understanding. Okay, this is why the International Week is important. So my only quote that I always talk to my people is enjoy the similarities. So for example, I enjoy the concept of gondola and dumpling, okay? And I appreciate the differences, because the gondola and dumpling has different concepts from one place to the other. So this is the colorful and very meaningful why we have to work together. Internationalization.
Yeah, for me, it's quite similar to Nung. But just a simple word that I would like to mention is be grateful for what you have learned, because people spend time and share things and knowledge and listen to us, take us to different places and being our company. And all those moments, I think it's good for international relations, because it's just, it's not just about work. It's also about friendships and opportunities. So I would like to say, like, be grateful for the opportunities that we always have with international partnership. And in Thai language, the word grateful you can say khop khun, or you can just say just feel thankful, okay? That's the word, feeling thankful for whatever people share with you.
For me, I think that for the international relationships. I think that we are global citizens, so we may need to learn different culture and languages and different things that are different from our normal life. So the international relationship is very good opportunity for us to learn from each other, either between Austrian to Thailand or Thailand to Austrian. So in this, I would like to end my thinking with the Thai word like yin di ton rap. So the meaning is welcome to Thailand. Thank you.
This is so nice. Can you tell us one more sentence in Thai language? Maybe we can practice it together. So Melita and I have one perfect Thai sentence. Maybe something like, thank you for being here.
Okay, I have another version, okay, in Thai language. Everywhere you go, you know, Thai people is very relaxed, okay, very relaxed, right? Because Thailand is, you can find food everywhere throughout the night, okay? Even Sunday, okay, you can find food, right? So kind of life in Thailand is kind of quite enjoying, you know, and easygoing. So the easygoing way of Thai people reflects the cultural stereotype by this saying, okay? Mai pen rai. Mai pen rai.
Okay, you're going to try.
Okay.
Mai pen rai.
Okay. The translation is, it's okay.
It's okay.
Everything will be okay.
That is so nice.
Mai pen rai.
That's correct. Okay. Mai pen rai.
Mai pen rai. Thank you all so much for coming today, for taking your time. I wish you a wonderful start into the Come to Graz International Week, which will officially start tomorrow evening. We are very much looking forward to your workshops. Yeah. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Or as we say in Austria, Auf Wiedersehen.
ขอบคุณครับ สวัสดีครับ
I hope it was fun, and I think it was very fun to participate in this podcast or interview.
Thank you. It was really an enjoyable time
for us. Me too. So thank you very much for having us with your radio show today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us too, and ขอบคุณครับ สวัสดีครับ
ขอบคุณค่ะ
Radio Igel. Radio Igel, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.